Your father had a brother named John. You would call him
Uncle John.
And the commander of the Confederate Army was during the Civil War. Oh, I don't want his name, really. I just want his rank.
General?
Right, yeah. I didn't really want his name.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask that question correctly. Here's one. The guy who sells Kentucky Fried Chicken is...
The Colonel.
Yeah.
How they get Colonel out of that word, though, I never know.
That's a really funny one. How about the man in charge of a ship?
Admiral.
Yeah. And lower than an admiral would be, this is a title. They also have this in the Army. I think it's the next thing above a lieutenant when it's in the
Lieutenant
Army.
Colonel?
No. And
is that it?
I don't really know enough about ranks to know. What the word I was thinking of was, and this is for pronunciation, I'll get you to say this, captain. How would you say it?
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The man who presides over the county court, for example, would be?
Judge.
And a child in school would be a?
Student.
And a person...
Pupil.
mm-hmm, yeah. A person employed by a businessman to look after his correspondence would be his private...
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor, so a woman would be...
Actress.
And your nationality would be...
American.
And you'd be surprised how hard that question is for some people.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know you can't, but...
You know, when I'm doing these things, I try to think, well, what can somebody else do with these? And I know we do about as poorly as anybody could.
People just, their minds are in different wavelengths, I suppose, you know, and you're not thinking, and some people come up with strange things. If you were talking about your own race, you would say that you were...
Gentile.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean really in reference to skin color.
White.
Yeah, as opposed to, I understand what you're, mm-hmm. the Gentile Jewish distinction. And if you were talking about someone whose skin was brown or black or whatever, you would call that person?
Colored.
And if you were being, not you necessarily, a lot of these questions, I don't really mean you personally,
yeah.
but I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, around here. That would be the polite way, right?
To say colored?
Yeah, more than, if people were not being polite.
Yes, people insist on saying colored instead of black, or is that, that's...
No, I was really meaning, Negro, would the word ever be used Negro, or...
Oh, yes.
In
fact, our people have not gotten to the point of saying black.
Mm-hmm. What about people when they are being derogatory?
Nigger.
Yeah. That would be a pronunciation.
Yes.
What about the pronunciation nigra? Do you ever hear that here?
Well, that's supposed to be a nice way of saying.
Well, I didn't know that
nigger.
If that was ever used in this far north, that tends to be more of a southern
mm-hmm.
type.
Well, I'm afraid nigger's right. just what's said around here most
for the
of
the most
time.
For mm-hmm. the most part. Mm-hmm.
And you know there are none in Clay County?
None. I
zero.
I couldn't quite remember.
Down around Rector, a black man who refused mm-hmm. to leave or mm-hmm. take freedom, and he stayed with the family, but his name was Nigger Mose.
Oh, yeah,
that was just
true.
His nickname,
yeah.
Nigger Mose. You know, everybody knew Nigger Mose. I remember seeing him when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the only black, I guess, that's ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has been in Clay County
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
50 years, probably.
Well, I remember my mother saying that she was 18 before she ever was allowed to go to Little Rock. And that was the first time she'd ever seen a black
man.